대상 해군 원정군, 대상 미해병 원정군 사령관 미슬러 중장님을 소개합니다.
Brigadier General Paul Kennedy, Commanding General, 3rd Marine Expeditionary Brigade.
또한 대상 해병 미해병 원정 여단의 사령관이신 스테이지 중장님을 소개합니다.
Rear Admiral Hugh Weatherall, Commander Amphibious Force, 7th Fleet.
해군 36군 부대 사령관이신 웨더로드 중장님입니다.
Rear Admiral Jun Sung Soo, Commander Flotilla 5.
한해군 오전단장이신 천용수 대통령이, 천용수 중장님이 맨 오른쪽에 있습니다.
And Brigadier General Cho King Ray, Force Development Planning Division Chief.
해병 전력 기획실장 조강래 중장진입니다.
So we'll have approximately 30 minutes to take questions.
질문응답 시간도 한 30분 정도 할까요? 되었습니다.
So I'd like to go ahead and open the floor to questions now.
질문 시간 지금 받겠습니다.
General Whistler, I'm Sam Kim from Bloomberg News. Right now we're hearing reports about South and North Korea trading fire at the western border, maritime border along the northern line limit. Has that raised any alarm here among your troops?
Not raised any alarm here among the troops participating in this exercise. This is a combined exercise, one that we have planned many months ago. Actually, the planning began almost a year ago. One that we've worked on very, very closely with our ROC Marine partners and the ROC Navy partners and our U.S. Navy partners, beginning with academics studying the art of amphibious operations back in January. And so this exercise is, as best I can tell, unrelated to what's going on there, and we've not been given any indication that we should react otherwise.
Harry Wilson from Al Jazeera. The timing of this, having the biggest such exercise for 20 years, at a time when relations have been improving between North and South, can you talk to that?
Sure. The timing for this was based on the availability of the unique forces that could come together for this operation. As I said, we planned this over a year ago. Two U.S. Marine Expeditionary Units are participating. One, ROC BLT, and as well our Australian partners are here with us to participate in this training. So this was scheduled, as I said, a year ago. It's not intended to do anything to enhance or detract from the relationships between North and South Korea. And I believe when it's over and we've completed this exercise, we'll have been successful at that.
Was any consideration given to how it might be viewed in North Korea in terms of then calling it a provocation?
We were in close contact with the Combined Forces Command on the potential impacts of this operation, and everyone, General Scaparotti, his deputy, General Park, who was here earlier today, as well as the ROC chairman and the ROC Minister of Defense, who was here with us as well on board USS Bonhomme Richard, all indicated, felt that we could go along with this exercise and it would not have negative impact.
Next question.
Sure. The Marine Corps is almost complete with our rebalance to the Pacific. We now have regained all of the ground combat capability that we actually had here in the Pacific prior to 2003. We still have some aviation units which will be complete by the end of this fiscal year or early in next fiscal year. And we will be back to roughly 30,000 Marines in 3MEP. As far as Guam, Guam is part of the redistribution of our force that will take place, relieving some of the pressure from Marines currently stationed on Okinawa. But there is a significant amount of work that needs to be done before we'll be able to relocate Marines from Okinawa to Guam. Specifically, we need to be able to train those forces, those very same forces, some of which are participating in this exercise, obviously need to be able to maintain their training. And we will, as soon as we have a capability to train and to house them, then we will continue our movement around the Pacific.
Is there a timeline for that?
There is a timeline. We're currently completing an environmental impact study in Guam so that we can do some of the construction we need there. And then there is further work that needs to be done with training ranges in and around Guam, and as well some moves of units on Okinawa. All a very complex and interconnected move that will take place probably in the early 2020s.
We hear a lot from politicians about the pivot to Asia, but for you in the Marine Corps and Navy, what does it actually mean if not return?
Well, for us, it's a return here. In 2003, we had four infantry battalions stationed in Okinawa all the time. As a result of our focus to Iraq and Afghanistan, three of those four battalions left Okinawa and participated exclusively in operations in either Iraq or, and then afterwards, Afghanistan. The only infantry battalion that stayed in Okinawa was associated with this MEU, so that we would have a continuous Marine Expeditionary Unit presence in the Pacific should we need to respond. But the Marine Expeditionary Brigade, 3rd MEB, remained here, as did many of the other units inside 3 MEB. Since we've done our rebalance, we've regained all three of those infantry battalions, and additionally have put back our aviation component to its previous. So we have pumped it back up from a lower level of manning, if you will, in 3 MEF to what is now, as I said, almost 30,000 Marines. This morning we had just over 19,000 Marines in 3 MEF who were west of the international dateline. At this very moment, we've got a battalion reinforced of Marines that's beginning a six-month deployment in Australia. That's one of those four battalions. We have another battalion, 2nd Battalion, 3rd Marines, that's executing training here on the Korean Peninsula in our Korean Marine Exchange Program. We train with them. We'll have 15 of those such exercises in addition to other major training opportunities that we'll do with our Korean counterparts. By the end of the year, Marines out of 3 MEF will be in 21 of the 36 countries. We'll have either trained or responded in 21 of the 36 countries around the Pacific. We see that as a significant rebalance to the Pacific. Building partner capacity. Being forward deployed allows us to be close when we're needed, as we were in Typhoon Response, led by Brigadier General Kennedy in the 3rd MEB when they went down to the Philippines last November. But it also allows us to be out training with our partners here in the Asia Pacific region.
Sir, so I heard we were on one of the Ospreys on our way here, but I heard that the Ospreys that are participating in this exercise were 22 Ospreys participating in this exercise, which is a great jump from the 4 Ospreys that were participating in last year's exercise. And so there's a great increase. And I heard also that this exercise, the Sanyong exercise, is the biggest of its kind in 20 years. Is there a reason why there has been a great increase in the number of the size of the footprint of the forces on participating in the exercise? Also, what is your focus? What is your focus in participating in the exercise?
Sure. As I said earlier, the reason this exercise is so large is that the opportunity to bring two Marine Expeditionary Units together, partner with a ROC BLT, and create a combined Marine Expeditionary Brigade. As you can imagine, there are a number of complexities of bringing that number of Marines and those numbers of ships commanded by our Navy partners to bring them together to orchestrate their movement from ship to shore and to build combat power from individual battalions into a regimental size force. And that's exactly what General Cho and General Kennedy have been working on with their staffs, is how we combine it. So the reason that we brought it together is so that we could practice the tactics, techniques, and procedures that we would need if we were to put together a combined Marine Expeditionary Brigade. In terms of the number of helicopters, last year we only had one squadron of V-22s in Okinawa, in 1st Marine Aircraft Wing. Subsequent to that, we brought in the 2nd Squadron of MV-22s, and we, last year, this Marine Expeditionary Unit, which was the Marine Corps' participant, did not have V-22s as part of their aviation combat element. They had the CH-46 helicopters. They were augmented by some V-22s that came to the exercise from Okinawa. So that's why you see the increase.
General Whistler, Yuka Hayashi from the Wall Street Journal. Some experts pointed out to us that China is building its own marine forces. Could you give us your assessment of what they're doing and whether you have plans to conduct joint drills like this with the Chinese forces? Are you doing anything in response to China
I can't give you any insights into the Chinese Marine capability. My focus is really about the 3 Marine Expeditionary Force and our capabilities and our ability to work with our partners, in this case with our ROC Marine and ROC Navy partners. I think that joint exercises between China and the U.S. and other countries, I think would go a long way to helping relations in the Asia Pacific, and I've heard Admiral Locklear say the very same thing, the commander of PACOM. Right now, we do not have any plans to conduct joint operations with the Chinese, but that might be something that was in the works. That would be a question you'd need to ask Admiral Locklear or his staff.
Sir, of all the threats North Korea posed to South Korea, what do you think is the most dangerous threat? As we have the live fire exercise going on the Western Sea.
I think that's a question you should probably ask General Scaparotti or General Park. My focus is on this exercise and this operation, and I'm not focused on the North Koreans or any threat that they bring to us right now.
Sir, what do you find most impressive about the ROC Marine Corps?
What do I find most impressive of the ROC Marine Corps?
During this exercise.
This exercise is actually a culminating event of many exercises that we've had this year to date with our ROC Marine counterparts. I can't pick out one individual trait or capability. What I find most impressive about our ROC counterparts is their extreme professionalism, their ability to execute operations in a very professional manner, and their willingness to partner with us so that together, ROC and U.S. Marines can bring together a tremendously more powerful capability than we could ever bring individually.
Also, scheduled for the latter half of this year is a ROC-only amphibious exercise. What do you think is the most important thing that ROC Navy has to, the ROC military has to have that it does not have now? What do you think is the most important asset that it has to acquire moving forward?
Well, that's a question you should probably ask Lieutenant General Lee, since he's the Commandant of the ROC Marine Corps, and if not, Admiral Wong, the Chief of Naval Operations. I think that just like the exercises that our U.S. Navy and Marine Corps execute together, I think the thing that they need to work at the hardest is that Navy-Marine Corps integration. From what I've seen, however, in this exercise and in the training that led up to it, they have tremendous integration, not only between ROC Navy and ROC Marine Corps, but between ROC Navy and Marine Corps and U.S. Navy and Marine Corps. So I would offer that integration is something that we always strive to improve, to make better, because it's that integration that makes this incredibly complex operation feasible. And it is very, very complex to move the combat power that we move as a joint and combined team from the sea to the shore.
This exercise is very large in terms of the number of U.S. troops involved. what's your view on this? What's the significance of this exercise?
General Cho.
I think the exercise offered us an opportunity to conduct a real life of on hand level coordination between ROM and US Marines.
I think perhaps the Admiral might want to talk about the thing that they would want to work on in their own independent amphibious operation.
네, 우리 해군도 미 해군과 비슷한 능력을 가지고 있지만은 특히 원거리에서 오라는 목표지에게 상륙시킬 수 있는 그런 능력을 미군들이 가지고 있습니다. 이걸 훈련을 통해서 그런 한미 연합 작전 능력을 향상하고 우리도 미군과 같이 원거리에서 우리가 원하는 그런 지역에 상륙할 수 있는 능력을 향상할 수 있는 좋은 기회가 되었다고 생각합니다. 이걸 훈련을 통해서 우리 그 한반도 안보로 태세를 더욱 더 강화하고 한미 동맹을 강화하는 그런 기회가 될 것이라고 생각합니다.
What the U.S. military can do better than ROM military is obviously capabilities to protect wars from further away from land on shore. That capability we do not have as developed as the U.S. Navy U.S. military has now. I believe this exercise was a great opportunity for us to grow up U.S. alliance and also our defense posture in order to get this.
Can I ask just one last quick question? Would any of you be able to sort of provide an assessment of the Ukraine coastal forces, which Marines would have to deal with if they were engaged in any kind of conflict, especially along the western area? How tough are these troops along the coast in North Korea? Do you have any assessment of those units?
I don't have an assessment of those units. Lieutenant General Lee, Commander of the ROC Marine Corps and the Northwest Islands Defense Command would probably be the best person to ask. As I said, we're not focused on North Koreans or their capability. What we're trying to build here is a joint capability between U.S. and ROC Marines and U.S. and ROC Navy, so that if we get called upon, we know what our level of capability is and how we can better train together to become a better capability.
North Korea keeps stepping up its level of provocation recently, especially recently. Can you go more specific? Can you name names of armaments that we're going to use in our defense should a crisis take place? A real life, very hands-on level of rapid support measure that we have in place against North Korean threats.
No, I'm not. I have no ability to answer that question because it would be pure speculation on my part as to how we would respond to any sort of a provocation. Those provocations will be handled at the governmental level, and those responses will be done in conjunction with the ROC government and the Combined Forces Command.
Sir, a question. I believe the ROC Armed Forces are going to be downsized quite dramatically in future years. How will that affect the Marine Corps?
Generally, 한국군 감축 계획이 되어 있습니다. 그러나 한국 해병대에는 감축 계획이 없습니다. 현 수준을 계속 유지해 나갈 것입니다.
You're right. The ROC military as a whole is going to be downsized. We don't have plans to downsize the Marine Corps. They're going to stay the same.
네, 그리고 한국 해군의 상륙작 능력은 현재 여단급 상륙작 능력을 향해서 갖추는 게 목표고, 이브라함 독도가 나오게 되면 그런 그 처음 나올 LST와 함께 여단급 상륙작 능력을 갖게 되겠습니다.
여단급.
The Rock Navy's plan, Rock Navy's objective, now in its work development, is to have the capability to land a frigate level of range forces. You could have a sister ship of the along with the Kalaski starting service now, you'll have a little bit of land on the frigate side.
Are there any other questions? Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the press conference. Does anybody else want to make a personal statement?
I did.
Alright, you all stand by, we'll be can you guys pose for some photos?
Sure. You want us in front of this one?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Can I ask one question?
Me?
개별 질문 돼요? 개별 질문? 기자가 개별적으로 질문하겠다. 해병대.
그렇죠. 여기 체크해요.
오케이.
Please ask him.